Every now and then, have you guys kind of noticed the difference in what's been going on as far as liturgically? Have you kind of noticed how every year when we get to this time of year, we get past all of the warm and fuzziness and we actually start getting into some of the more difficult things? And it kind of makes sense, you know, just like the seasons come, you know, when, you know, and as it just so happens that we're preparing for winter, so it kind of fits. But every now and then, you know, some of the more difficult parts of our faith are not easy to take, and they take a little bit of working up to get into, and that's really, you know, what the church is trying to let us know with the readings today. I mean, when we look at the people, you know, in the book of Maccabees, when we look at what was going on to them, they were Jews who were being persecuted. Of course, Israel had been taken over time and time again by the conquering army du jour, pretty much, and, you know, for this particular persecution that they were talking about of them, the people who had come in told the Jews, yes, we're going to come and we're going to put statues in your temple, and you're going to have to bow and worship them as well. And of course, some of the Jewish people said, no, we're not going to do that, and that's what we hear today. You know, and unfortunately, you know, for holding to their guns and to doing that, they were put to death. You know, and that sounds like something that you know, I'm glad in this country and at this time we don't have to do that. But, you know, it is something that the early Christians had to deal with. I mean, when you think about that first 350 or so years that, you know, the church was alive, to be a Christian at some times was very dangerous, and you had to make some difficult choices. What do I believe in? You know, for a while, because Christians would not fall and bend the knee to the Romans and to the requirements that that they asked of people in their inclusive and everybody, you know, is good world, you know, they ended up pretty much for those first 350 years to be a Christian, you ended up having the possibility of becoming Purina Lion Chow in one of the arenas, you know, or you would end up being killed for your faith, you know, and it was very, very difficult at times for the early Christians to do that. Now, of course, once everything opened up, everything got better. And thank the Lord we don't have to you know, live in that type of era now or anything like that. But brothers and sisters, guess what? That's just we who live here in the United States. You know, in that entire, you know, when the Romans, those first 350 years, the best estimate that we have on even one of the most conservative ones that we have of the number of Christians who were put to death in those first 350 years of our church were right around about 1.8 million people died for their faith. You know, thank gosh we don't have to do that today, right? Brothers and sisters, more people have died for their faith as Christians in the past 20 years on this planet in today because they won't fold and they won't give in to what the world is trying to tell them. And it can be kind of difficult. I mean, this is one of those difficult things that we hear about our faith. You know, unfortunately, what Jesus is saying in the gospel today is that, you know, there really is, we have to make choices. You know, we do have the teachings of Jesus. We have the teachings of the church. And, you know, a lot of times we are going to take it on the chin for it. Brothers and sisters, if you don't believe me, I mean, look at how the church is treated. You do realize that the only organized group on the planet it is okay for the evening news to make fun of and to openly criticize on any way, shape, or form is the Catholic Church. They won't do that for the other religions. They won't do that for the other faiths. You know why? Because we turn the other cheek. And because, you know, because we do take a stand, you know, we do provide people with a lot to challenge them, and people don't like it. You know, it's one of those things when we look at the things that the church teaches today, a lot of them are not faithful, you know, are not popular with the people who are out there. I mean, the fact that we say, no, there are right and wrong ways of doing things. No, there are ways of conduct which we should adhere to. You know, we need to love God with all of our hearts, and we need to love our neighbors. And there are tons and tons of ways in which, as Catholic Christians, we're supposed to respond to that. Now, pick your favorite thing that we get beat up on in the media. It doesn't matter. You know, one of the things that our reading today and what Jesus is trying to, I think, get us to think about is that even though there may be, and I hear it all the time, well, you know, I'm Catholic, but I disagree with. Well, hold on for a second. Have you actually studied what the church teaches? Not what you get on Facebook or not what you get on the internet, not what you hear on the media, because they don't care about the facts. Brothers and sisters, if you want to know, and even if there are things that you're challenged with, in today's world, too many people are willing to, and this was just like, in the days that, you know, that we hear about the folks in our first reading today, or even the Christians of the early year, when the Romans came in, there were a lot of people, and especially in our first reading today, there were a lot of folks who, you know, once the conquerors came in and started, you know, this is the way that you want to do things, they just bought into it. Rather than being persecuted, they just kind of jumped in and said, okay, we're going to hang out at the Jewish temple, we're going to hang out, you know, in all the Christian places, and we're just going to do what everybody else does. We're going to fit in. We don't want to stand out. You know, we don't want to seem like we're not part of the crowd, and I think that's the biggest difficulty in this country that we face, is people don't, you know, they don't want to be, oh, you're one of those Catholics. You're one of those people that believes that that bread and wine actually become the body and blood of Christ. You're one of those people who say you can't do this, this, or that because you're going to hell. And, you know, people jump in and they say a lot of things that just aren't true about us. And if there are things, and I would challenge each and every one of us here, if there are teachings of the church that you challenge, that you think that are difficult, look into what the church actually teaches. Look into what the magisterium and our popes have written. Look into what the early fathers of the faith have written and what our faith is based on. Don't trust a search on Google. You know, I mean, because let's face it, the first thing you're going to get if you put these things in your browser to search is you're going to get the most popular and probably the craziest response to any question you have about your faith that you're going to get. But, it really does. It calls on us to do that. You know, and really in today's world, even when we start expressing our faith and doing things like that, you know, I think our greatest fear is that we're not going to fit in and that people aren't going to accept us. You know, we get belittled for our faith all the time. And, we're being mocked right now because of our faith in the media and all those outlets and all those people who are out there. And, it's that mockery and it's that challenge that we have to respond to. But here's the good news, is that God is willing to help us do that. He's given us a lot of tradition, a lot of faith, and a lot of opportunity to see what the church actually teaches and to challenge us so that we can be better people. You know, so that we can, as St. Paul says it, and I think probably the best place to end this and with the most faith of hope, even though at times, you know, we have to stand up for and we will be persecuted for doing what is right. Listen to what's, you know, St. Paul's blessing for us and his prayer for not only the people in his day who were being persecuted, he himself who died for the faith, and he was also praying this for us at that same time. He said, "May the Lord Jesus Christ himself and God the Father, who loves us and gives us everlasting encouragement and hope, fortify our hearts and strengthen us." Fortify our hearts, brothers and sisters, and strengthen us.